This special edition of 5900 Wilshire with Dylan Campbell, Glenn Campbell's son, aired previously on The Sound before music legend Glenn Campbell passed away. Let's remember Glenn Campbell together through his son's interview. Like a rhinestone cowboy. So we are honored to be joined today by Dylan Campbell. He's a singer and an incredible lyricist and the son of legendary artist Glenn Campbell. Dylan is working with the Alzheimer's Foundation of America and has written an amazing song for his dad. Your dad is so brave, your whole family, Dylan.
Thank you.
You have this message on your site: no matter how dark it gets, there is a light at the end of the tunnel which never goes out.
Very true.
Have you subscribed to that philosophy for a long time?
I have. You know, it was originally Morrissey who said there's a light that never goes out, and he's one of my big inspirations.
Right. You have a lot of influences, actually, as a singer-songwriter yourself.
Like, I do.
Mm-hmm. David Bowie. Yeah,
yes.
One of them.
David Bowie, Nick Cave, Paul Simon.
And you've got songs out now to check out, like The Fall, Demons, and an album?
No album yet. I have an unreleased album with each of my projects, the Dylan Campbell project, and then my side project, The Donner Party. They were produced by Jim Kaufman, who works with AWOL Nation.
Is that your band, too? The Donner Party?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're busy. But since you've been in the music business sort of your whole life, you've seen how it works, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how it doesn't work.
Yes. And how it doesn't work. And people must ask you questions all the time, you know, being the son of Glenn Campbell. That's got to be incredible, like people talking to you. They know all about him. I mean, he's so extraordinary. People feel like they know him. Do you find that? They feel like...
Yeah, he's kind of like, you know... Americana man, you know, like
right. Yeah, he is, because he made songs that influence today. I mean, that are still around, that people still love, you know, like Rhinestone Cowboy.
I believe Wichita Lineman was the most played song of the 20th century on radio.
My point exactly. And his show, but you wouldn't have been watching
The Good
it
Time Hour.
Mm-hmm. The Good Time Hour was great. And he went on his farewell tour in 2012. And you have composed this song for him. It's an amazing song. You said you wrote it a while back.
I wrote it the day I found out about that he had Alzheimer's, actually. Probably that day or the next day, I sat down and just it came out, you know, just in a flash. It's almost like you're channeling something. You're not, you know, it just happens. Like in like 10 minutes, it just, you know, all the best songs I tend to be written very quickly for some reason.
They come fast.
Yeah.
Because you're a songwriter, that's what you do, right?
Yes.
And so this song, this particular song, Letter from a Son, what were you feeling when you put this together?
Sorrow, I think.
Do you find music is like therapy for you?
Yeah, definitely.
And so you're going to do that song for us today.
Of course.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your work with the Alzheimer's Foundation of America.
I'm giving all the proceeds of the song 100%. All iTunes and TuneCore have both waived their percentages.
Mm-hmm.
So 100% of the proceeds goes to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. And I should be going on tour with them next year.
All of the proceeds from your song are going to the foundation.
Yes. You can find it on iTunes.
Yeah. On iTunes. Can you find it on your website?
You can't find the actual song on my website, but you can find links to other stuff.
Well, there's a lot of cool stuff on your site, including your songs. You can check out Dylan's music there.
The website's dylancampbell.com.
Perfect.
Campbell like the soup.
Can we talk about the farewell tour a little bit with your dad when he went on his farewell tour?
Sure.
Yeah, because if you watch I'll Be Me, that's the movie, you know, you can see your dad on the tour and how amazing he still was doing. It was like he was saying, I'm still doing this. I still have all of this to contribute.
Yeah.
And did you go on any part of the tour with him?
I did not go on any part of the tour. I went to the LA shows, which were incredible. It was a miracle that he was up doing that in his condition. You know, that says a lot about the human mind and the human spirit.
It does. Yes. And about what music actually does for you.
Yes.
It helps people. Music therapy is part of what the Alzheimer's Foundation is working on because people access those memories when they hear music.
I really feel that music is therapy.
It
for
is.
A lot of us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like therapy for life, right?
Yeah. Something's got to get us through.
If you see I'll Be Me, if you see the movie, you'll see that the lyrics and his guitar and it all comes back to him and he's right there in the moment. With the lyrics, with the music, interfacing with the audience, your dad, Glenn Campbell, as he's on the tour, his 2012 farewell tour. You just marvel at what he was able to do.
Yep, yeah. Indeed.
You have a big family, right? There
Huge.
Are
we are everywhere.
You've got five brothers and two sisters?
There's Cal, there's Ashley, there's Shannon, uh-huh. Travis, Kelly, Debbie, Kane, and I.
Do you all get along?
We do.
So your dad's got a lot of love and support. You guys are there for him.
Yes, he does.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like to grow up with your dad? Or what do you remember?
My mom and him separated when I was 3 weeks old. Mm-hmm. So he was there as much as he could be, but it was tough. We had a strained relationship. You know, we couldn't get too deep, but I understand him. I'm a lot like him. I see a lot of myself in him and a lot of him in me, you know, and I'm always there for him, you know,
mm-hmm.
love him with all my heart.
You can tell. I mean, look at what you're doing now with the song and then helping other people too, because, you know, by the proceeds going to the Alzheimer's Foundation, you're helping other people. So
hopefully.
You have a generous side to you too. You know, you've got a big heart. Is there a moment, a memory that you have about your dad when you were a kid that you'd like to share?
Me and my high school sweetheart, Elena, were sitting in Flagstaff, and he had just found this song from Jimmy Webb called Postcards from Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that on Jimmy's album, Suspending Disbelief. But he sat there with an acoustic guitar, and he just started playing this song about a man who was in Paris, and he was thinking about his girlfriend and wishing she was there. And, you know, my girlfriend, who's like 17, just starts bawling, like completely just lost it. And it was one of the probably the closest moments I had with my dad. It was a good moment.
Oh, so he made your girlfriend cry, but in a good way.
Yeah.
So did you earn points with your girlfriend that day?
Probably.
Yeah. Right.
I lost him later, but.
That is a great memory. That's a cool moment with your dad. He wrote a song for his wife, for Kim, right? He wrote a song called
I'm Not Gonna Miss You.
Right. What do you think of that song?
I think it's an incredible song. Yeah. It's an interesting way of putting it, you know?
It is, right.
I think Julian Raymond and him wrote that.
And if you hear the song is about kind of talking about what's happening to him. And the hook, the line is that he won't miss her because he's not going to remember her. So it's really, it's serious, but it's put to music. And it's him expressing himself, how he feels now, you know, what's going on around him. If you've watched I'll Be Me, obviously, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You see that he knows he's battling this. Even though he forgets what's happening, he knows what's going on. There are moments there where he knows that he's battling what's happening to him. But he was so good about sharing still with the world to do that farewell tour.
Very brave.
Your whole family, really.
Thank you.
You grew up here, right, in Southern California?
Yeah, my whole life.
Your dad is from Arkansas, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in Phoenix, and then he moved out here for a brief time in Malibu, and then now he's in Nashville.
He was with the Wrecking Crew, a session musician. This was before you were born, right? And then along the way, he had a show that he had, the Good Time Hour. Mm-hmm. And when do you start remembering? When were you old enough to go, my dad's Glenn Campbell?
Shoot, I don't even know. Maybe 6 or 7?
Yeah. I don't know. So like in the 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which
he was doing like the Christian music type thing then.
Yeah, in the 80s, mm-hmm. right? Do you have a favorite song of your dad's?
Definitely The Highwayman and Galveston.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy Webb wrote most of his songs, or, you know, the hits.
Right.
He happens to be my godfather, and I think he's probably, I don't know, next to Paul Simon, probably the only authority on love, or the best authority on love as far as a writer goes, you know.
He was really tight with your dad for a long time. Do you like classic rock? Are you a classic rock fan?
I would not be here probably if it weren't for Jim Morrison. Had a lot of trouble having Jim Morrison as an idol growing up, but...
You mean as opposed to not having your dad as an idol? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, having somebody who thinks that drugs are going to help you break on through.
Mm-hmm. Right,
growing up with that, you know.
Exactly.
But we survive.
Yes, you did. You survived and thrived. And this tour that you're doing with the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you can go to alzfdn.org. Mm-hmm. Their website to find, you know, any information you need on Alzheimer's or any help you can be. I'm going to be going on tour with them next year and giving 100% of my proceeds to them.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can really raise some awareness about this horrible disease. It's the number 6 cause of death in the country for adults, and there's absolutely no cure. The more money we raise, the closer we'll get every day to finding a cure.
And there are people really working hard on this, like the Alzheimer's Foundation. They're dedicated to research and support of patients, too.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot for people. They have a helpline you can call anytime. You know, it's 866-232-8484. That's the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. So this edition of 5900 Wilshire is featuring Dylan Campbell. He stopped by to talk about the Alzheimer's Foundation of America and about his dad, Glenn Campbell, before he passed away. He shares stories about his life, his dad, and music. So you play guitar, you sing, you write, and do you play anything else?
Play piano a little bit and harmonica.
you're naturally gifted, right?
I had to learn the guitar. It was hard.
Yeah, was it?
Still
is
not
it?
Great. I don't know.
Yeah. When did you pick up the guitar and start learning?
13.
That's young. Yeah.
23 years ago.
Was your dad excited when you wanted to play guitar?
Yeah, he was. He was always kind of, I don't know how I put this, but whenever I played him any of my material, he would always criticize or critique it and, you know, he thought of himself as like a song doctor and never start a sentence with and I would always argue with him and say, you can start a lyric with whatever you want. And
right.
He would just hound me and pound me and say, you can't start a, you know, had all these rules that I disagreed with.
He wanted to give you advice and tell you how to do it, which that could
kind of... You couldn't get advice from a better person, right?
Right. But you also want to hear something like, you're doing a great job. Yeah. And instead of, don't start that lyric with and. But what a resource to have to ask questions. You know, to be able to go to your dad. And Ashley is really good too, right?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. She plays guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My brother Cal also has a project called Instant People that's very, very good.
How many bands are coming out of this family?
A ton.
I know. Well, it's Glen Campbell, so there isn't any place I don't think you could go in the world where people don't know who your dad is.
Yeah, probably true.
Yeah.
The youth probably don't, but you know, I went to a bank the other day and I have a Paul Simon lyric tattooed on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what's that? And I said, it's a lyric from Paul Simon. The kid's 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, who's Paul Simon? And I almost died. And then I said, you know, Simon and Garfunkel. And he said, oh, the moose and the squirrel? Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, right.
Like,
a cartoon.
I don't know how.
Well, the cartoon's old too, but apparently he'd seen the cartoon and not heard Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But as soon as they hear the songs, though, they go, oh.
Yeah, now I know.
They recognize the song right away. Yeah. All you have to say is just name one of your songs and they have heard it along the way somewhere. Dylan Campbell here with us, and your dad is just stratosphere famous and talented, and people will be watching and listening to him. He's had a career that spanned generations and new fans in every generation.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do your song now. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
This is the song that Dylan wrote in honor of his dad, Glen Campbell, a tribute to his dad. And then it's also out there to help the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. You can get it on iTunes, and then you're helping other people.
Yes.
All right, go for it.
This is Dylan Campbell, and this song is called Letter from a Son.
You're winding down. There's talk all over town of your last goodbye. Hey, you. One day you won't remember me, though we've had our history, you and I. When the morning sun scorches your mind, burns the past and all memories behind. No, I will be there in the shadows by your side, where I've always been, in the shadows by your side. Hey, you. Remember you used to sing to me, it was such a special thing to me, you'd make my girlfriends cry. They would cry. Hey, you. Though you weren't around too much, oh, I did miss your touch, southern gleam in your eye, there in your eye. So when the morning sun scorches your mind, burns the past and memories behind, no, I will be there, shadows by your side, where I've always been, in the shadows by your side. A little left of center, level-headed, and by your side.
Letter from a Son, available on iTunes. Dylan Campbell with us here, and good luck on your tour.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for stopping by and sharing everything that you shared with us.
Thank you. Maybe I can come by sometime with my other project.
Please do. Bring the Donner Party, your band.
I would love to.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.